This music is beautiful. It's profound. Once you make friends with it, it's a lifetime friend. It won't be a dalliance.
Composer and music historian Robert Greenberg joins the Alexander String Quartet in a series of Saturday morning concerts through San Francisco performances.
We're going to be doing all of the Shostakovich String Quartets plus three other chamber works. This will be spread over 9 concerts. This wonderful quartet lets me talk. They play musical examples that support the talk, and then they perform the actual piece that we've been discussing.
Violist Paul Yarbrough says learning about a work this way before hearing it is a great introduction.
I don't think I've ever felt like an audience was more ready, more primed to appreciate the music we play than after they've heard his talk. As a performer who really likes to see the music hit home with the audience, this is a winner.
And for those intimidated by Shostakovich, Robert Greenberg says don't be.
The music is amazingly accessible. And yes, some of the late quartets are a little more challenging, but we've got to remember, this guy was writing in the Soviet Union. There was just so much modernism he can indulge in before he would be bounced.
Robert Greenberg will show how the career of Shostakovich paralleled the Soviet era.
We can't even come close to comprehending what the Soviet Union was like, particularly under Stalin. And so my job really is to create that context and to understand Shostakovich not in our terms, but in his terms and in his day.
I've gotten to know them all as old friends in a way. They each have a feel about them, and yet there's so much continuity in Shostakovich's string quartets. There are elements that seem to keep coming back.
The first performance is Saturday morning at 10 at St. John's Presbyterian Church in Berkeley. The series continues in Berkeley into January before another 5 concerts at Herbst Theater from late January until May. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.